Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Minnesota in the wintertime. This is January. It's only January, and we've gotten over 3 feet of snow. And what am I doing out here? Well, here, look. See this thing up above me? You know? Oh, look at that. That is ice dam, huge ice dam. Okay, huge. They had heat tape in the valleys and stuff, but guess what? The heat tape's on the fritz. So we're gonna see, and it's dripping into buckets in the living room. So he said, "Can you do something?" We're gonna see if we can do something to put. We're just gonna take an arrow, a fishing arrow, shoot it over the roof, pull into the valleys, because it's a steep roof and it's. I'm not willing to go up on top of the roof in the wintertime. Just, I don't think I want to do that. So we're going to take a fish, compound bow, fishing setup for fishing, shoot it up over the top of the roof, pull a cord back over, and then once we got that cord, then we'll tie heat tape to it, pull it up over the roof, and loop it around. I got 100 feet of heat tape we're going to use up. So we'll use it up in the best place I think we can find in order to alleviate this problem. I know it's not like what we could do in the summertime and just string it around like it's supposed to, but something that would hopefully replace the buckets and save the house from getting any more damage than it already has. So, okay, we will continue this at the other side of once we got some stuff in the show when it's done, okay? Okay, take a look at the icicles. And this is the old heat tape that you see here. And this ice dam thing is about a foot thick right here. Just want you to see what we're kind of up against. But it's, here we got buckets. And it's dripping in there. It had filled the 5-gallon pail. It was running a whole lot faster before. But buckets all over. Get a good look at the valley. And the heat tape that was here, it wasn't blowing the breaker or the ground fault. It was just, it had ceased to work. Kind of a challenge amongst all of these trees not to get hung up. I did lose one arrow, but that was my first shot. I'm being extra cautious. And we needed more line to get over. That's why you see me with this mason line here, this braided mason line. Is it took more than 75 feet to get up and over the roof.
I think we got a winner. Well, we got an arrow up over the top. And we got a cord tied to the other side. We're going to pull the heat tape up over, bring it around back. And we're going to tie off the end of this so it doesn't disappear in our messing around here, but just taking the sharp edges off. I'm gonna run that up and over. I'll tie the paracord stuff to this and tape it good. It'll be there till springtime or something. There, that should help. So it'll kind of equalize as I go, and it'll help me adjust if I have to have more on one side than on the other. But main thing with this pipe is so that the heat tape gets up there without damaging it at all. Can't get a kink in it, or that would be really bad. There's 100 feet of line here, so I'm going to pull 50 feet through approximately and get that hanging on one side, and then I'll pull the other 50 feet into the cabin and let it pull through the glass sliding door as I pull it up over the roof, making sure that no kink. So nothing can get caught anyplace. It's got to go through there just so silky smooth. Ice dams are weird because you can get it. It creates hydraulic pressure, and the water can run horizontally for a long ways. Mississippi River, it only descends at a rate of 5 inches, between 5 and 6 inches a mile.
Can you see it there? It's kind of caught. Let's see if we can get it. That should do it.
Okay, I've got one line coming down. See it there? I'm going to tie it off right down below it. And other lines going up over the peak of the roof, down past the ice dam on the bottom edge of the roof on the other side. And this is the feed line coming back here. See the feed line? This. Okay, this one coming back, then we'll get that laid down in this valley here in a loop back to the plug-in. And this one that don't work is kind of superfluous. Going to tie this line off, the end of it, that's at the very end here. And I'm doing a series of half-hitch loops so that there's no odd pull on the heat tape at all. And then I'll tie it up to the gutter, tie it back to that. But this should once we get it fired up, it should melt down through all of that ice. And what I need to get is to get the heat tape. If I can get the heat tape to lay flat on the roof as close to the valley as possible, that should, it should cut a path for basically everything. So that it should totally eliminate any water leak into the house, because that'll take all of the hydraulic pressure that can be created. It should remove all of that. As long as I've got one line that goes free all the way down the valley, that should take care of it for, well, this entire section of roof here. I know I'm being a little overly cautious here, tying things off, but I'm here by myself and there's nobody to watch. If I'm pulling on the other side, there's nobody to say, "Whoa, stop, you got a problem." Okay, I've got this tied off here. I'm gonna pull the last little bit up over into the ice dam on the other side, and we're almost done, but this is working okay. A little bit more I think that's good. Tie that off there. Yeah, we'll tie that. Where? Tie it to the tree. We'll tie it to a tree. We'll tie it to a tree and then it'll be good till spring. So, okay. There's a line going up and over. It'll keep it away from the chimney. And it'll take care of this ice dam at least a little bit, and then in the valley, which is the big problem. Well, that gives me 3 runs into this valley. Melt this stuff out of here. I got this stick. See the stick holding it there? As it sinks into the snow, the stuff's getting melty on there. So, I think we're golden. Okay, take a look. Now we're back here. This is 3 days later. The heat tape's cut all the way down to the shingles. And of course, everything has been done without damaging anything. If you run water, like hot water, up on the roof, you can shatter the shingles. You know, that's something to best not do. Cold water, maybe, but I've seen shingles just where you got to replace the whole roof because they've been shattered. Now this is, you see it, the lines where it's cut down through there? That just eased down through all of that ice and it melted right down, so those lines are now laying flat on top of the, right on top of the shingles. And that water drip, that's how fast it was dripping inside before. It was just coming in, just, that'll fill a 5-gallon bucket in short order. See where that line right there, that's the one that was held back by the stick, and it slid around a little bit. But there's still two lines that lay right in the valley. And watch that water run. Good thing it's coming outside. It's going outside now instead of inside into the buckets. Now this is on the other side of the roof. And again, I'm trying to get the camera situated so you can see. There's a spot where you can see all the way up and see all the way through and see light. Oh, there it was. There's light at the other side. That heat tape is laying right down flat to the shingles. Melted through all of that ice. But it's creating a path to, so there isn't the hydraulic pressure anymore where the water can push back up and come in underneath the, you know, behind going the hydraulic pressure will push it up so it goes up and come in right over shingles and over tar pits.
Guess what? It worked. Using a fishing bow to shoot an arrow with a string tied to it up over the roof, pull up heat tape up onto the roof where there had been heat tape here before, but it got gone wonky. It wasn't working no more. And horrible ice dams. Oh boy. But this all worked. We pulled up the new line and it's already melting into the ice. Oh, everybody's going to be so happy. Enjoy the journey and we'll see you next time.